In this bulletin, Australia finally agrees to a resettlement offer from New Zealand for some refugees on Nauru. Western Australia refuses to revoke the licence of Crown Resorts after a damning Royal Commission report. And Ash Barty says her family has been very supportive of her decision to retire at the age of 25. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia has finally agreed to a long-standing offer by New Zealand to resettle refugees from Nauru. The agreement will see 450 refugees already in Australia's offshore detention camps resettle in New Zealand over a period of 3 years at a rate of 150 people a year. New Zealand Immigration Minister Chris Fafoi says he's pleased Australia reached out after their resettlement agreements with Canada and the United States came to an end.
Australia reached out to us to see if the 150 offer that was made back in 2013 actually was still open. It obviously was. And we've been working since then to get the I's dotted and the T's crossed to get to the point today where we can announce this. I think it's a good thing in terms of our commitment to the regional humanitarian effort.
Meanwhile, the federal government says the agreement does not dilute the hardline border policies. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has told reporters the government's immigration stance had not changed and that anyone arriving here by boat would never be permitted to settle in Australia. The United Nations has welcomed the resettlement deal. Adrian Edwards, the UNHCR regional representative, says that the prolonged uncertainty for many of the refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru has taken an enormous toll. He says the UN is ready to support them in the resettlement process and hopes it will lead to even more solutions for others.
With 112 refugees and asylum seekers today on Nauru, and some 1,100 others in Australia, the arrangement will not be sufficient to cover the needs of all. We nonetheless hope it will bring about new impetus towards this goal so that compassionate and lasting answers can be found, including in Australia, for all who have been subject to Australia's offshore processing policies.
Meanwhile, refugee advocates in Australia say the agreement between Australia and New Zealand is welcome, but many have still been left behind. The West Australian government has refused to revoke the licence of Crown Resorts after a report found it was unsuitable to run a casino in the state. The government says that instead of losing its licence, Crown will be given 2 years to clean up its act under an independent monitor. A Royal Commission found Crown Resorts facilitated money laundering at the casino, failed to implement systems to detect suspicious transactions, and failed to minimise gambling-related harm. The report also found that there'd been numerous deficiencies in the oversight of the casino by WA's Gaming and Wagering Commission and the Department of Sport and Cultural Industries. Labor says it will have all of its candidates in place before next week's budget as the major parties scramble to prepare for the federal election. Speculation has been rife about who will contest the seat of Parramatta in Western Sydney following the resignation of sitting member Julie Owens. There have been reports of a so-called celebrity candidate to be parachuted into the seat instead of leaving the process to local branch members. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says an announcement is imminent about Parramatta and all other available seats.
I don't want to preempt that process. Nominations have been called for. There are a range of people who might put themselves forward at that time. There's been a range of people discussed over a period of time. I've had discussions with Julie Owens, as is appropriate, who's the outgoing member. I think it's a pity. Quite frankly, my first response was to try and talk Julie Owens into re-nominating for the seat.
Ash Barty says her family has been incredibly supportive of her decision to step away from the sport of tennis, just months on from winning the Australian Open and after three Grand Slams and a world number one ranking. Barty says her perspective changed after playing Wimbledon and she came to realise that she had nothing left to give to tennis. The 25-year-old says she's looking forward to spending more time with her family and whatever else may now be on the table.
I've always wanted to have the time to contribute more in other ways, and I think now I've got that opportunity, and I've been fortunate enough to have so many opportunities given to me from tennis, and now I'm ready to really give back in ways that I'm passionate about, and visiting Uluru and being up in the community was just incredible. That's what lights me up inside.
Tomorrow's weather now: Perth mostly sunny and 35 degrees, Adelaide similar conditions 24, Melbourne partly cloudy 21, Hobart similar and 22 degrees, Canberra possible shower 23, Wollongong showers and 22, Sydney much the same 23, Newcastle showers 23, Brisbane a shower or two 29, Cairns partly cloudy 31, and Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.